Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. 5 gold lines appear and turn red. They morph into an apple with a single green leaf. The Orchard. Duplass Brothers Productions. In an office, a man in a suit and tie sits in a waiting room armchair. Netflix presents, in association with The Orchard. A Duplass Brothers production. Taylor Schilling, Pat Healy. Title, Take Me. The man smiles and gestures. He reaches into his jacket pocket and withdraws cue cards.
Cutting edge.
Mr. Moody?
Yes.
In an office.
Sorry for the wait.
Hey, don't even worry about it.
Let's discuss this loan application.
Well, Kathy's... Can I call you Kathy?
Sure.
Great. Where are you from, Kathy?
Van Nuys.
Oh, no. I meant your heritage. Where are your people from?
Oh, Greek.
Oh.
Yeah, but my family is fifth generation American.
Oh, great. Well, then you'll totally understand where I'm coming from. Kathy, my name is Ray Moody. I was born and raised in Glendale, California, and I am an entrepreneur. I believe in the spirit of innovation. This country was built on ideas that are progressive and one of a kind. Wouldn't you agree?
I suppose.
Yeah. Great, Kathy. Well, I'll tell you, Kathy, I can't wait for you to hear what I have in store for us.
Outside, a white van speeds down the street, then parks outside Loki's hardware company. Ray exits the driver's seat.
Kathy, I run a business based on one idea. Helping people. Isn't helping people the cornerstone of any worthwhile endeavor?
Ray enters the hardware store.
Isn't that what makes America great?
He collects duct tape and rope and dons a mask.
Through years of research and practice, I've developed a system of nuanced psychotherapeutic techniques guaranteed to give clients just the helping hand they need.
That night, the van is parked outside Shooter's nightclub. A man exits, and Ray opens the back of the van and ambushes him.
What the? What are you doing?
Ray forces the man in the back and closes the doors. He returns to the driver's seat. A light shines on a heavy-set man in a chair with his hands bound behind him and a ball gag in his mouth.
Hi, Stuart.
Ray directs the light. Ray turns off the light, removes the gag, and sets down a bag of takeout food.
Give it to me straight. What'd you have for lunch today?
A garden salad.
Don't lie. You went to Baxby's again, didn't you?
No, sir.
You'd rather have a jumbo bacon double cheeseburger from Baxby's any day of the week. Isn't that right, Stu? Isn't that why you're so goddamn fat?
No, sir. I had a garden salad.
Garden salad? Stu, I found the receipt in your coat pocket. You had curly fries, too.
Stu looks crestfallen.
Hey, don't look so down. As a matter of fact, I stopped at Baxby's drive-thru on our way over here. Only one problem. I bought a few too many of these bad boys by mistake. Think you can help me out, Stu?
No, I'm not hungry. No, I'm not.
There you are. Open up.
Ray stuffs a burger in his mouth. Stu gags and spits. Ray smears condiments on his white undershirt. Ray grins.
Only 12 more to go.
No, I can't.
Ray force feeds another one. Sometime later, Ray sits behind a computer in a home office sipping a beer. A chandelier dangles from the high ceiling and white drapes cover the windows behind him. Ray opens the door to the basement, gripping a pair of scissors in his right hand. He unties Stu's wrists. The man squints at the light, his face and shirt smeared with mustard and ketchup.
Has it been 8 hours?
To the minute. Congrats, Stuart. I doubt you'll be visiting Baxby's again anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't think so.
This got a little shit on it in the scuffle. I'm sorry. If you need a good dry cleaners, I know a guy.
No. Thank you, though. I have to tell you, you really scared me back there at the bar.
Yeah? Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Okay. What is the name again?
You can make it out to Kidnap Solutions, LLC.
After, Ray labels a Polaroid picture of gagged and bound Stu, diet realignment, and sticks it on a corkboard with similar images. Dozens of pictures of other kidnapped clients cover the wall. In the loan office, Kathy's mouth hangs open. Ray grins and nods.
People pay you to kidnap them.
For the simulated experience of high-stakes abduction, yes.
She shakes her head.
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, you might think of it as a kind of alternative therapy. My clients use the service for any number of curative reasons.
Curative?
She furrows her brow.
Yeah, I mean, sure, some people do it just for kicks, but we have any number of people combating addictions, drugs, alcohol, fatty foods. To that end, we deploy a number of association tactics descended from Pavlov. He's the Russian...
Are you a licensed psychologist?
No. How is that relevant?
He stares at her questioningly, and she dons a pair of reading glasses and flips through his application.
18 months ago, your company was based out of Atlantic City.
That's correct.
And what prompted you to relocate?
The economy. My business model was based on tourism.
Kathy studies him thoughtfully, then smiles.
Well, did the lawsuit have anything to do with your relocation?
Absolutely not.
Well, in the interest of full disclosure...
Give me a break.
Pardon me?
I'm sorry, but before every encounter, I consult with my clients to set very specific boundaries about what's going to work and what isn't. I leave a paper trail, I fax documents...
No, but you didn't in Atlantic City.
Ray meets her gaze.
No. No. You know what? No thanks.
Kathy looks perplexed and Ray stands.
This is an ambush, lady. And based on this bank's reputation, I expected a level of professionalism today. And those expectations were not met. Have an awesome day, Kathy.
He grabs his briefcase and strides off, then turns around and hurries back to her desk.
I'm sorry, do you guys validate parking?
After, Ray drives his van down the road. He pulls up to a raised bungalow with balloons hung out front.
Hey, it's your sister. Where are you? The party started an hour ago, and I told the kids you were coming, and it would be very uncool if you didn't show up. And can you please not wear the wig? Just leave it at home. I don't want to have to explain it to people. It's fucking creepy. Thank you. See you soon. Bye.
Ray grabs a toy bat and hurries from the van. He joins a group of partygoers on the upper deck and waves at a woman with a brown bob. Sometime later, he plays ball with a boy and girl.
Oh!
Later, a man hands him some money as they sip beer on the deck.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tom.
Yeah, you bet.
I really appreciate it. You know, I'll pay you back as soon as I can. You have my word.
Don't worry about it. Happy to do it.
I was going to tell you, I've been talking to some big money guys back east. They really believe in the concept, talking about franchise potential, so I really feel...
He joins his sister in the kitchen.
Kids are getting big.
They do that when you don't see him for a while.
She dries a spatula and he raises his eyebrows.
Thanks for having me over.
Glad you could make it this time.
She avoids his gaze as she scrubs a dish and he saunters off. She glances back. That night, Ray drives his van through a gate and presses a garage door opener. The door sticks and he presses again. The garage closes and he hangs his head. Sometime later, he watches TV.
They're in the bank vault, far beyond your reach.
Perhaps you underestimate my ability in obtaining the things that I want. You'll be very wise if you don't riot, mademoiselle. Even a criminal dislikes to use violence with anybody so lovely.
On screen, the actor ties up the actress.
You tempt me, mademoiselle, to steal something more.
He steals a kiss, then gags her. Ray swigs from his beer. Later at his desk, he studies a webpage titled Kidnap Solutions. Ray stares at the screen and scrolls down to a section named Get Kidnapped. He clicks a video link. A masked man pops out of the back of the van. Words appear. Need some excitement in your life? A client is gagged. Ray studies the image of a petite brunette woman on the computer wearing restraints. He closes the laptop. He rests his head on his hand. He holds the phone receiver to his ear.
Hello?
Is this Ray?
Speaking.
Is this a bad time?
No, not at all.
I'm calling about my free consultation.
Sure. What do you have in mind,
Anna.
Anna.
I have a fantasy. I want to disappear.
Okay, that can be arranged.
Really? I'm so glad.
Yeah, we have a whole host of different scenarios that we can recommend.
Surprise me.
Ray nods.
Okay.
Your website lists a standard rate for an 8-hour simulation. Is that negotiable?
Oh, well...
Sorry, let me be more clear. I'd like to go for the whole weekend. I'm prepared to pay extra for the longer simulation.
You are?
How's 5,000 even? Half up front, half after we've finished. Ray.
Yes, I'm still here. That's fine.
I was going to mention there's one more thing that I'd like to request.
Okay.
I'm kind of embarrassed to ask.
Oh, no, I've been doing this a long time. Trust me, there's no request I haven't heard.
Slapping.
He paces behind his desk.
What's that?
During the simulation, I'd like for you to slap me.
You've been on our site?
Yes.
It's just that, we have those terms up there, which I'm sure you read. We're not allowed to hit our clients.
He waits expectantly.
Anna?
I was hoping that you would make an exception.
I am afraid that's just not possible at this time.
I see.
But listen, if you want to...
Fuck.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Thanks for your time.
No.
He hastily redials.
St. Blair.
Anna.
Yes, please don't call me anymore.
No, hold on.
Ray gulps.
This is legit.
What is?
You weren't yanking my chain about the 5,000?
You can look me up. I'm an account executive at Carnahan Cutler Monroe West Coast Division.
He types into the search field on his laptop and finds a series of photos on the company home site. He clicks on Anna St. Blair's profile page and finds an image of a blonde businesswoman with steely eyes.
I should go.
Wait.
Ray, is our conversation finished or isn't it?
No.
Then you'll keep an open mind.
I will.
I'm so glad.
He bites the inside of his cheek. The next morning, Ray awakes. He exits his bedroom as a contract spits out of the fax machine. Anna's signature is at the bottom of the document. Ray eats a bowl of cereal and peruses his bank statement on the American banking site. He reads an updated balance of $2,500 and sputters on the screen.
You sound surprised.
Well, it's a lot of money.
Yes, but you understand it comes with strings attached.
No, of course.
I don't scare easily. It has to feel real.
That's what we're all about.
Ray speeds down the road in his van. He spies on Anna at her office.
Case file 402. Subject, Anna St. Blair.
Ray reads a newspaper in the lobby of Anna's building, wearing black-rimmed spectacles and a suit and tie.
Position, senior business consultant, Carnahan Cutler Monroe, Los Angeles branch.
Anna steps onto a crowded elevator. Ray is in the back corner. Later, she walks to her car in a parking garage.
Subject has requested a surprise scenario. I've dusted off one of my classic simulations, the Schwinky file.
You're going to get us that file, Miss St. Blair, one way or another.
It's a tale of corporate espionage where I play the brute enforcer, she's the damsel in distress. And Schwinky, well, that's for me to know and her to find out. All the pieces are in place. She won't know when it's coming or where or how.
At night, Ray sits in his van outside Anna's condo. Anna stands in the window. She unbuttons her blouse, then turns her back to the street. Back at home, Ray listens to an answering machine message.
You have one new message. I saw you in the elevator this afternoon. You didn't say anything. Were you outside my house too? You really should be more careful next time, Ray.
The next day, Anna's black car cruises past as Ray stands on the roadside wearing a black leather jacket and dark sunglasses. Anna stops at a red light and Ray enters her car holding a gun.
Woo! Stop.
He locks the doors.
Eyes on the road, Anna. Stay cool.
How do you know my name?
Light's green.
She eyes him.
Are you wearing a wig?
You have a green light. Let's go, let's go.
She drives.
Would you like my car?
No.
Okay.
He aims the gun at her.
What do you want? I'm sure we can work something out.
Just keep your hands at 10 and 2, just like in driver's ed.
What's in there?
Shut up.
What's in your hand?
Shut up. Hold still.
He ties her right hand to the steering wheel.
I don't think I can drive with these things on my...
Sure you can.
Ray secures the other hand to the wheel.
You know, I'm supposed to be speaking at a very important conference tonight, and if I'm not there, people are gonna ask questions about where I am.
Shut up and drive.
Soon after, Anna pulls to the side of the road at the top of a hill. The city skyline is visible in the distance below. Ray removes his shades and takes the car keys in Anna's cell. She watches as he dismantles her phone.
Okay, hold tight a sec. Be right back.
He exits the vehicle, and she slips her jacket off of her shoulders and glances around. She tugs on her restraints and he taps on her window.
You through?
Nobody around. Nobody can hear you. I'm going to cut you free. Don't make any sudden movements, okay?
Using a knife, Ray cuts the restraints. She massages her wrists.
All right, let's go. Come on.
She steps out and he guides her around back. He opens the trunk.
Hop in.
Oh, no, 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 no. I can't go in there. I'm a claustrophobe.
Seriously?
No, yeah, I'll go into shock. So.
Turn around. Turn around.
Listen, this isn't some ploy. I've done absolutely everything that you've asked me to do up until right now.
He ties her hands.
Get in.
Okay.
Watch your head.
Okay.
She lies in the trunk and lifts her legs straight up into the air.
Get your fucking leg down. I will fucking slam this on you. I'm not kidding. I am not fucking around.
He closes the trunk. Later, Ray opens the trunk in his garage. Anna sits on the toilet in his bathroom wearing a blindfold. Ray gathers items from the medicine cabinet, then waits outside the door. She throws a ball in his face. Anna runs and he catches her. In the basement, Anna is tied to the chair with her arms behind her back. Ray turns on the overhead bulb and rummages through a case.
Why are you doing this?
Shut up!
She looks around.
You're Anna St. Blair?
She turns her head to the right.
That was a question.
You told me to shut up!
Okay. Are you Anna St. Blair or aren't you?
Yes.
You are Anna St. Blair?
Yes.
You work at Carnahan, Cutler, Monroe, the LA branch?
What is this about?
My employer has taken an interest in a certain client of yours, a man by the name of Schwenke.
Anna blinks.
Schwenke?
Anna looks confused. She ponders.
Are you sure you're pronouncing that correctly?
Listen, Anna. This can either go very smoothly for you, or very difficultly.
What?
The Schwenke file. Where is it?
Who is Schwenke? CCM doesn't represent anybody by that name. If I could help you with this, don't you think I would have already?
Don't fuck with me, Anna!
He glowers at her through gritted teeth.
You're gonna get us that file, Miss St. Blair, one way or another.
Ray moves to a cupboard.
I don't know what you're talking about. You can't just keep me here like this. People are gonna be looking for me.
Which?
He shows two gags.
Oh, come on. No!
Lady, I don't ask twice.
She nods towards a gray and white scarf.
That one.
He wraps it around her mouth and turns off the light.
Well, I hope you're more cooperative tomorrow, for your own sake.
Ray walks away. Ray heads upstairs, chuckling to himself. Later.
Hey, Tom, it's Ray. I left a package at your place last night. Make sure you get to it before Natalie does. My name's not on it or anything, but it's in your mail.
He drops money.
You know, for the first time in a long time, I really feel like I'm heading down the right path. Like, I don't know, everything's the way it should be. All right, later, man.
The next day, Ray joins Anna, carrying a plastic bag, and unties her gag.
You hungry?
I'm starving.
Oh, you're in luck then. Got a whole mess of chicken fingers in here. Two orders worth.
She eyes him cautiously.
Ketchup.
He opens a styrofoam container of fried wings, then reaches into the bag and retrieves a packet of ketchup. He drizzles it over the wings.
Smells pretty good, doesn't it? Okay, here it comes.
He holds up a piece of chicken and leans forward. Anna slowly opens her mouth as the food draws near. Ray pulls it back.
Before we dig into our breakfast here, I'm gonna need some answers.
I already told you. CCM doesn't have any clients named Schwanky.
He hurls the food against the wall.
Where's the file?
I don't know.
Where's the fucking file, Anna?
Please don't yell at me.
One way or another, I'm gonna get what I need. These are very powerful people we're talking about here. This shit goes higher up the totem pole than you could ever imagine. You won't leave here alive unless I have that file in my hands.
There must be some mistake. There must be some sort of misinformation. I mean, you're very good at your job. But I have a family.
Anna turns her head to the side and squeezes her eyes shut.
And, I have a dog. He's a rescue dog. He's such a good dog. I have plants too. But I am not who you think I am. And I don't have what it is you need from me. Please let me go.
Tears streak Anna's cheeks. Ray looks at her. He considers.
I have to go make her call.
Ray hurries out. He stands at the bathroom mirror.
She's good. She's good. She's a fucking pro. Give her that. But you got this. You got this!
Ray sticks out his tongue and points at himself. He glares at his reflection and wags a finger, then adopts a kind demeanor. Ray punches the air and smooths his hairpiece. Ray returns to the basement and kneels beside Anna.
Listen, I know you're scared, but I'm just a middleman here. I don't want anyone to have to suffer. So I'm going to be straight with you. In my line of work, I've seen lots of things. Terrible things. These guys do not fuck around. But I know that if you can just work with me here, give me the materials that I need so that I can be able to say that I did my job, we'll both make it out of this unscathed.
Anna meets his eyes.
You have my word.
Ray pats her knee and rests his hand on her leg. He looks up at her with an encouraging grin. Anna eyes his hand on her leg and a smile crosses her face.
Are you kidding me with this shit?
Ray's smile fades.
You hold me at gunpoint and you tie me up in your basement, and then you invent some bullshit excuse to try to connect.
It's not bullshit.
And expect me to treat you like you're, like you are my knight in shining armor.
You don't even know what you're talking about, okay? You're treading very dangerous waters here.
Oh, I remember you. You were that guy in the elevator. You were the guy that was staring at my ass.
He purses his lips.
You... My employers... You don't even... You're in some very serious shit here, Anna. You have seriously underestimated the amount of shit you're in. You're gonna give me that fucking file, Anna!
Stop yelling in my face, you fucking pervert!
Ray draws his hand back, and they lock eyes. Anna watches him with her mouth hanging open.
Aw, you spineless pussy. You can't even...
He slaps her across the face, and she recoils. Anna bites her lip, then slowly turns to face him with her blonde hair askew.
What was that?
She looks up at him and sneers.
You hit like a girl.
Ray fumes.
You and I are gonna talk Schwinky, who I know is your fucking client, and I don't care how long it takes, you're gonna give me exactly what I need. And I don't care if your fucking plants fucking shrivel up and die! They could die for all I care! And don't think that I don't know that you don't have a rescue dog. Yeah, that's right, Anna. I've been to your house. And contrary to what you might think, I happen to be exceptionally good at my job. So you just better make goddamn sure that that job doesn't involve me cutting you into little fucking pieces and feeding you to that fake-ass fucking dog.
You can have the file!
He calms down and assesses her.
What'd you say?
I'm hungry, I'm tired. These cords are cutting off my circulation, and, you know, I probably need to pee again. If you want Twinkie that bad, you can have them. I'm really tired of this shit.
Really?
Yes.
Ray considers. He shifts from foot to foot and looks around.
You really know him?
Schwanky? Yeah. He pays me $500 an hour. Come on, let's go!
Where?
My office.
No, that's not gonna work.
Well, I can call my assistant and have her fax it over.
No calls, no faxes.
Okay, so what do you suggest? Telekinesis, maybe?
Ray grimaces, and Anna offers a snide frown.
Is there some kind of online corporate database?
No. What?
I don't know. What?
Just let me call my assistant.
Ray bites his lip.
There better not be any funny business.
Anna shakes her head.
Okay, I have to get the okay from my employers. I'll be right back.
Okay.
He rewraps her scarf gag and hurries upstairs. Ray removes his jacket and lays it on the dining room table as he paces around. His cell phone buzzes. Ray grabs it off the desk.
Hey, buddy. It's Tom. Glad to hear you're in high spirits again. I'm actually holed up in Vegas all week at a conference, so I wasn't able to get your package. But don't worry about that. I'm sure Natalie has been waiting for you to get home.
Ray's mouth hangs open as he notices movement at the front door. He edges closer to the entrance with the phone in his right hand. The door opens. His sister enters.
You scared the shit out of me. You can't just barge in here like that.
She shows an envelope.
What the hell is this?
I don't know. What is it?
It's an unmarked envelope full of cash that I found in my mailbox this morning.
How do you know that I put it there?
Natalie frowns and closes her eyes.
Are you borrowing money from Tom again? Is that why you came to the birthday party?
No.
Natalie glances around the living room.
Did you sell the furniture? This place looks like shit.
Natalie, now's not a great time.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Do you have a friend here?
She eyes him questioningly.
Oh, God, you have one of them here. You have one of them here? At Mom's house?
Wait a minute! Don't go down there!
Natalie hurries down the stairs into the darkened basement. Ray scurries after her. She peers around the corner and spies Anna tied to the chair.
Oh, well, this is just great. I hope you're having a pleasant experience.
Anna thrashes her head around wildly.
I'm gonna go. Ray, are you fucking kidding me? I can't believe you. We grew up in this house.
Will you lower your voice?
Who is she?
A new client, a good one, and she's paying big money for an authentic simulated experience, which you just compromised by engaging with her.
What?
You just introduced yourself into the equation. Now I have to come up with a whole backstory for you. Maybe you're my employer. Wait, did I specify a gender? Fuck!
Can you hear yourself right now? You sound like a lunatic.
It's my job. I'm good at it.
Think about what Mom would say if she could see you right now. Can you just stop for a second and think about what she'd say?
Ray stares at his sister and she shakes her head, looking exasperated.
I gotta go. My kids are waiting in the car.
Well, you can bring them inside. I'd like to say hi to them.
Oh, and then should we bring them downstairs and introduce them to the nice lady in the basement?
Well, you can't just leave them out in the car. That's irresponsible.
I'm irresponsible. You need to grow the fuck up and get a real job. You know, the next time I bring my kids to see you, I would prefer you not be behind 8 inches of glass. And what are your fucking plans? That looks terrible!
She storms out. Ray stands in the office wearing a grim expression. He wanders into the dining room.
Authorities are still searching today for a Hollywood Hills woman feared missing since early yesterday evening. Colleagues say they grew concerned after she failed to appear at a corporate gala where she was due to deliver the keynote speech.
No.
She was last seen leaving her office in a black S550 Mercedes. For any tips, you can call our toll-free hotline at 1-
Anna! We need to talk! There's been some kind of misunderstanding. The police think... Yeah.
Anna's chair is vacant, and there is broken glass on the floor. She leaps out and stabs a shard of glass in his back.
Stab me!
She knees him in the groin and he shoves her to the floor.
What's wrong with you?
Her eyelids flutter.
Whoa. Okay, I'm calling this off. This is getting too real. You can keep your 5,000, whatever.
Ray spies a police car parked outside.
Oh, mother fuck.
Are you insane? The police are outside.
No,
not in pretend land anymore. Shh, look at me. Look at me.
He clasps his hand over her mouth.
Yeah, just a second.
Ray reaches for a roll of duct tape.
Put me right there.
Moments later, Ray answers the door to two officers.
Are you Raymond Moody?
Yeah, speaking.
What took you so long to get to the door today, Raymond?
You caught me in the can.
Blood oozes down his back.
How can I help you guys?
We're here about a lady who went missing last night.
Missing?
Familiar with a woman named Anna St. Blair.
He studies her photo as blood drips onto the floor.
No, I don't think so.
Drive a white van?
Yeah, it used to be white. It's more like rust-colored now, actually.
It has jersey plates?
Yeah, actually it does.
Is the car in your garage?
No, it's in the shop. I gotta say, I'm getting a little confused here.
It was a neighbor that saw your car parked in front of her house last three nights running.
I'm sorry, whose neighbor?
Miss St. Blair.
She's the one that's missing.
Yeah, Miss St. Blair, not the neighbor.
The wound seeps blood on his t-shirt. Ray nods.
Isn't it a little early to open a missing persons investigation? I watch a lot of cop shows.
The cops glare.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's in the shop, and it's been in the shop all week.
You know the name of the shop?
Oh, I don't know the name of it, but it's on Manchester, near the airport. Guy I know was a mechanic there.
What's your friend's name?
Hayward.
Hayward have a first name?
Just Hayward is all I know. You don't think he could have something to do with this, do you? You know, he did say... Yeah, he mentioned that he was on parole. Oh, man, Hayward.
You don't happen to have his number handy, do you?
No, I'm afraid not. I just kind of drop it off when it needs fixing. But he's usually there if you zip by.
Ray looks from one officer to the other.
So should I just give you a call if I hear from Hayward?
Yeah. If we need to get a hold of you this week?
Yeah, we know where you live.
Right.
Mr. Moody. Have a good weekend.
The cops step off the front porch, and Ray watches with wide eyes. He closes the front door. Ray peers through a curtain in the doorway, his breath fogging the window. He views the gash in a mirror. He moves to a medicine chest and reaches for a bottle of rubbing alcohol. Later, his back is wrapped with duct tape, and he gingerly pulls a fresh t-shirt over his head. Anna is bound and gagged in the bathtub. Ray winces as he bends down to her.
All right. I'm just gonna need the truth from you here. Please tell me that shit you pulled back there was all part of the act. That you're still acting. If that's the case, and I know that's the case, then we can just end this thing right here and go our separate ways.
Anna avoids his gaze.
You know what this is, right? You called me on the phone. You asked for this. You paid for this.
Anna shakes her head, her face streaked with tears.
You didn't?
She sobs under the gag.
You have no idea what I'm talking about. You.
He removes a duct tape covering her mouth.
Please let me go. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have what it is. I think that you have the wrong person.
You didn't call me on the phone. You didn't deposit $2,500 into my bank account.
I lied.
Ray frowns.
I lied about Schwenke because I thought if I told you what you wanted to hear, you might let me go. Please let me go home.
There is no Schwenke. I made him up.
You made up Schwenke?
It's all part of the scenario. I run a company that specializes in simulated abductions.
Anna looks perplexed.
What?
Designer kidnappings. Call it like a heightened form of immersive theater, you know?
Oh my God. You're insane.
No. Look, a woman named Anna St. Blair called me a few days ago and contracted me to kidnap her. Up until now, I had every reason to believe you were that woman.
Why would anyone do this? Why would I hire you to do this to me?
Soon after, Ray leads her into his office. He grabs his gun from the desk and hastily stuffs it under his jacket on the dining room table. Anna, now unbound, gazes at the wall of Polaroids.
These psychos pay you money to torture them?
No, they use our services for any number of reasons.
Our?
My services.
He sits at his desk and she leans on the wall.
I don't get it. Don't they have loved ones? People that miss them while they're gone?
Typically a session only lasts 8 hours. Not enough time to arouse suspicion. Yours was a special case.
Let me guess, Ray. You got carried away.
You paid for the weekend.
Ray lays a document in front of her on the desk.
Ray, I've never seen that before.
She turns her back to him.
You signed it.
Ray flips to the back page and Anna leans forward and stares at the form. She shrugs and grabs a pen, then pulls the paper towards her and scribbles her name at the bottom. She shows a different signature.
No. That's not... That can't be right. You paid me half up front.
Anna stands as Ray types furiously on his computer. She rounds a desk and peers over his shoulder.
That says anonymous deposit.
Well, most of them are.
That does not come as a surprise to me.
She sits.
Oh, wait a minute.
I saw you in the elevator this afternoon. You didn't say anything. Were you outside my house, too? You really should be more careful next time, Ray.
Ray grins and Anna blinks.
That's not my voice. I don't know who that is.
Ray cocks his head and gestures to the answering machine.
That sounds a lot like you.
That's not me. There must be someone else with my name.
No. That's too big a coincidence. I mean, I saw you in the elevator that day. You brought it up earlier.
Were you outside my house?
Yes.
How long were you watching me?
Couple of days.
She gazes at him, and he lowers his eyes, then lifts them.
Call the number back.
We're sorry. The number you have reached is not in service. Please check...
Disconnected.
Ray looks down at the desk, and Anna turns her head to the side.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but there's only one logical explanation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't it obvious? We were set up.
Well, who would do that? Who would waste all of their time putting together such an elaborate plan?
Don't you have any enemies? I mean, somebody that might benefit from you being sidelined for a few days. You're missing your big speech.
Me? I don't have any... What about you?
I don't have any enemies.
You work with crazy people for a living. I mean, you must have your fair share of disgruntled clients.
Disgruntled? Never. I'm very good at what I do.
Well, no. You're really not very good at what you do.
Anna raises her eyebrows and Ray looks away. He opens his desk drawer. He pulls a Polaroid from his desk and shows a picture of a young brunette woman.
Do you know her?
No, I don't think so. Who is she?
Have you ever been to Atlantic City?
Once I was there when I think I was a kid. Who is she?
Ray scratches the back of his neck.
Nobody. I'm sure it's nothing.
They enter the kitchen.
Where's my car?
It's in the garage.
And my phone?
In the glove box.
Perfect.
What are you going to tell the police?
The truth. That you kidnapped me. That you hit me.
I was just doing what I was told.
Fuck you. Companies like this should not exist. It's dangerous. People can get hurt.
They'll send me to jail.
Ray, maybe you should have thought about that before you kidnapped me. In the first place. Garage?
He points, and Anna hurries out the back door. Ray lowers his gaze, then spots her keys hanging from a hook and pulls them off. He stands gripping them thoughtfully, and Anna reappears.
The keys aren't in the...
He stares at her wide-eyed with the keys in his hands. She glances at the keychain as they stand facing each other. He takes a step back.
I want you to think very carefully about your next move. Okay. Every second you hold on to those keys, you're digging yourself in an even deeper hole.
He backs up slowly and she inches forward.
I can't let you leave. Just hear me out. Please, if you could just listen to me for one second.
She hits him with an umbrella.
Stay back.
Okay, I'm staying right here.
She holds the umbrella in front of her, and Ray raises his hands in the air. Anna eyes his gun on the table. She picks it up and levels it at him.
I'm leaving, Ray. Give me the keys.
Okay, cool it.
Don't you tell me to fucking cool it, asshole. Give me the keys.
It's not a real gun.
What?
It's not a real gun, it's just a pellet gun.
Anna looks in the barrel, then fires at his crotch.
Oh! Oh, shit!
Give me the keys!
Oh, fuck!
Give me the keys!
Oh, shit! God damn it!
Give me the keys, Ray!
I really wish you could see this from my point of view.
Give me the keys!
Okay, I'm really sorry about this.
He unhooks a fob from her keychain and puts it in his mouth.
What are you doing? Are you fucking crazy? Spit it out!
You can't leave.
He drops to the floor and gags.
Spit it out, Ray.
I swallowed it. I just want us to talk about what happened and come to a mutually beneficial conclusion.
Spit the keys out.
I swallowed it.
Spit the keys out.
I swallowed.
Spit them out.
I can feel it right here. God,
his chest.
I didn't want to do that.
Spit out the key.
I'll try.
Ew.
Oh.
Ray sticks two fingers in his mouth.
It's down there.
Ew.
It's down there now.
Spit out my key.
Ray gapes at Anna, and she sprints to the phone.
Oh, help me! Please help me! I've been kidnapped!
Just want a freebie.
She bashes Ray with the phone, then slips on a Polaroid and tumbles backwards. The screen goes black.
Anna?
Anna lies unconscious on the floor, amongst scattered Polaroid pictures and a tangle of wires. Ray stands over her.
Anna?
Her eyes remain closed. Ray heaves. He runs to the bathroom. Anna is still on the floor, her blonde hair splayed out behind her and her red lipstick intact. That night, Ray drives Anna's car down a darkened road. Anna is slumped unconscious in the passenger seat with her mouth gaping open. Ray's gaze is fixed on the road ahead. Anna rouses, and he glances at her. Ray hands her an ice pack.
Here, for your head.
She holds the pack in her hands.
Oh, this is a fucking nightmare.
She throws it.
Okay, cut it out. You want me to crash? Stop it.
You can't do this. The police are looking for my car. You know that, right?
I swapped out the plates. I had some fakes in storage.
Where are you taking me?
Well, I couldn't stay at my house anymore. It was only a matter of time before the police swung back around.
So I'm officially your hostage.
You're not my hostage.
Felony right now, you asshole.
Hey, you know what, Anna? You know something? You know what? Never mind. Forget about it. It's not important.
Anna smirks.
It's just...
Oh.
Have you stopped to consider the amount of abuse that I've taken from you today?
She raises her eyebrows and slowly turns to face him.
Oh. You've got to be fucking kidding me, right? I am the victim here. I am the victim in this scenario. I am the victim here, not you!
You're right, I apologize.
Oh, Jesus Christ, don't apologize. Fuck, please just let me go.
I can't risk you going to the cops right now, okay? Look, I know that there's a solution to this somewhere, and if you and I could just put our heads together and figure it out, everything's gonna be okay, all right?
She nods and offers a tight smile.
Okay.
Anna looks at him with a kind grin, and he smiles back at her. She cocks her fist and punches him in the mouth.
Oh!
Soon after, Anna rides in the trunk. Sometime later, Ray pulls up to a cottage-like dwelling with a white porch and balcony. He exits the car and shines a flashlight on the cabin and surrounding trees. He opens a trunk.
You cool? Come on. Just give me your hand. Just come over here. Stop it. Being silly now. Come on.
He leads her out and around the car, then leans into the front seat.
I honestly think you're gonna dig this place. It's a family cabin. My dad built it in the 70s, and it's just...
Ray spins around and Anna is gone. She cowers behind the car.
Anna! Anna, come on. This doesn't have to be such a chore. Let's go. What are you hiding from me for?
She lunges and he grabs her. Inside, a sign on a wood-paneled wall reads, Cabin Fever. A fire crackles in the fireplace. Ray gazes sadly at his reflection in a mirror and scans his bloodied nose and swollen lip. He closes his eyes. He pops a pill in his mouth, then takes a drink from the sink. He stares at the sink as the water trickles down the drain, his chest heaving up and down. A blackened stain marks the porcelain basin as water drops from a silver faucet. Ray gazes blankly into the sink.
Believe me when I tell you that I never meant for it to come to this. I know you're not exactly my biggest fan right now. To be honest, I'm not too pleased with myself either. I'm really not a bad person. I'm a good person, caught up in a seismically fucked up situation, and you're not exactly making anything easier on me right now. I like helping people.
Anna wears the ball gag.
That's why I do what I do. My whole business is about helping people. My clients come to me to escape their everyday troubles and immerse themselves in a scenario, however unorthodox, that really helps them gain some solid perspective on life. It's just you and them cut off from the outside world, and they get to that microcosm where time ceases to exist and they're forced to retreat inward and really get to know themselves better. And I'd say nine and a half times out of 10, they emerge from that experience a more fulfilled human.
Anna shakes her head.
Mm-mm. Hold on a sec.
Ray removes the gag.
Sorry about that.
Anna opens and closes her mouth.
It's not what microcosm means.
Huh, what?
That thing that you just said about time standing still, that's not what microcosm means.
Huh. Do you want some food?
She smiles at him.
Yes, asshole. I'd like some food. It's been over 36 hours since I've eaten anything.
Right. Well, let me see what I can whip up here.
He heads towards the kitchen, and Anna sits on the couch.
You might want to think about trying to fix that thing on top of your head. Also.
Ray stops and adjusts his toupee, then glares back at Anna. Ray sets out a bowl and opens a can of soup. He empties the soup into the bowl. Anna waits on the couch with her head lolled to the right. Ray takes out a prescription pill bottle and removes a capsule. He crushes it between two spoons and empties the powder into the soup. Ray crushes another tablet and adds it to the soup, and Anna smiles to herself. He puts the bowl in a microwave. The soup rotates on a plate inside the microwave. Ray stares at the bowl. Ray dumps the soup in the sink. He pulls another can from the cupboard and Anna glances back. Soon after, Ray spoon feeds Anna. She bends forward and slurps broth from the spoon. She eyes a photo of Natalie cradling a newborn on the mantel.
My sister. She has nothing to do with this. Her coming down in the basement, that was a total accident. It's another reason I couldn't let you go to the cops. I mean, you put her at the scene, that makes her an accessory. She has kids.
Anna considers.
You're telling me you have a family that cares about you? And you still pull this kind of shit?
Ray lowers his gaze. He looks back at another photo showing Ray wearing a suit and embracing a bride.
Oh, well, they were supposed to get rid of that one. Why didn't they? Yeah.
He takes the framed picture from the mantel.
This Kendra, my ex-wife. We met in Atlantic City. It's a long time ago. We started this business together. It's a huge tourism market over there. At peak season, we have 2-3 simulations going at once. We were training personnel. We rented a warehouse. We were good.
Ray smiles to himself, and Anna observes him closely.
The first time in my life I didn't feel like a total failure.
He pinches his lips together.
But then I had to walk away. Get out of town. I guess Kendra figured she didn't need me anymore. Got the lawyers involved, told a story or two. I never saw it coming.
He stares into space. Anna shakes her head and swallows.
And here I am.
She steadies him with her head cocked to the side.
Did you love her?
Ray considers, then nods.
Yeah. Yeah. But I guess she showed me.
He sets a picture on a console table.
Can I take a shower? I feel pretty gross, you know, to have all this tape all over me.
I really don't think it's a good idea.
I promise you I'm not going to make any trouble.
They lock eyes and she smiles. Soon after, he stands outside the bathroom door. A trickle of blood running down the front of his t-shirt. Ray peeks at Anna in the shower. He turns away. After, orange flames lick up in the fireplace. A magnifying glass sits atop a book on the coffee table, and ornamental birds and ducks decorate the mantel. Ray swigs from a beer bottle. Ray resets a photo of himself and Kendra.
Where is she now?
Anna sips a beer on the couch with her hands tied together, Ray sits beside her.
Who knows? Who fucking cares?
You know, I was married once.
Ray turns to her and smiles.
What did he do?
Anna stares ahead vacantly.
He left. He broke my heart. He didn't really want me.
She swigs her beer.
But I can't really blame him because I don't really know if I want me.
Anna wells with emotion, and Ray studies her, looking sympathetic. She shimmies closer to him on the couch.
Oh, I just sat on the ball gag.
Trust me, it's been worse places.
No, don't say that. That thing was just in my mouth.
She smiles.
What are you doing? You're really not a kidnapper.
She scoots around to face him.
So, if I say that I won't go to the cops, this whole thing is over. It's all done.
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
So you'd let me go?
Yeah, I would.
So I won't go to the cops? I'll tell my boss, you know, something. I'll make up some kind of a story.
You'd do that?
Yeah.
She bats her eyes and grins hopefully.
Yes.
He studies her, and she holds up her bound wrists. He sets down his beer and she closes her eyes. Ray unties her.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
There's just one thing that I kind of want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Your ex-wife. What did she say? It's just that she must have made up some terrible accusations, and I'm wondering what they are or were.
Why are you asking me that?
Clearly she's the one that set us up. There's nobody else that would have that kind of vendetta.
Well, there's no vendetta.
Okay, so can you tell me what she said?
That's nothing to do with this. Just drop it.
Anna grins.
I think you're afraid to tell me. I think you're afraid to tell me because it's true and because you want me to like you. But you know what, Ray? I don't like you. And I'm never going to like you. Do you want to know why? Because I think everything you've said is bullshit. What I think is that you like being in control. I think you like tying people up. I think you like feeling big.
Anna leans forward.
What did you do, Ray?
He reclines back and she hovers over him.
Did you tie her up?
She moves closer.
Did you push her around?
Just when we practice the simulations.
Anna and Ray are face to face.
You hit her, didn't you?
Just the once, because she asked me to.
Did you like it? Do you want to hit me?
No.
Oh, come on, Ray. I've been really bad. Are you sure you don't want to hit me?
No, I...
Whoops.
She knocks over a lamp.
That belonged to my mother.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mom.
Anna gets a poker from the fireplace and walks to the table of family pictures.
You're being inconsiderate.
Am I? Do I need to be punished?
Ray breathes rapidly as Anna swings.
Don't!
He leaps up and pins her against the wall by the throat. She flails her arms and legs, and Ray tightens his grip, his face red with fury. He releases her, and she collapses on the floor.
I'm so sorry.
She clobbers him with the poker, and the screen goes black. The next morning, Ray wakes. Blood is crusted in his nose, and the bedding under his head is stained with red smears. Anna stands over him with a shotgun aimed at his face. Ray's hands are tied to a headboard, and she stands atop him.
Ground line hitch?
Constrictor knot. I learned it at camp.
Okay, that's not a pellet gun.
Your brother-in-law really should have found a better hiding place.
Listen, Anna, if it's the keys to the car you're looking for, they're in my pocket.
No. No. We are way past that.
I'm really sorry, Anna. You know, none of this was supposed to happen.
But it did. It did happen. So now we've got to work with what we've got. Unfortunately, Ray, I'm not quite as creative as you are.
Listen, do you think you could loosen these a little? I can't feel my hands.
She tightens one.
Oh! Okay, well, look. If you want the cops to come out here, it's not going to happen because the phones, they don't work this far out.
I know that.
The barrel is inches from his face. Soon after, she leads him outside at gunpoint into the back of the car.
I'd like you to get in the trunk. Now.
He looks at her, and she levels the gun.
No, come on.
Don't piss me off, Ray. Get in the trunk.
Okay.
Get in the trunk!
Fuck! Fuck!
She shoots at his feet.
You could have blown my foot off! You could have fucking crippled me!
Get in the trunk.
He stands firm.
Okay, look. Please, I'm begging of you, don't do this. Okay? I know I'm fucked up, okay? I know I need help, but please don't make me get in there. Leave me here. I don't want to go. I want to stay.
He steps forward, and the barrel pokes into his chest.
Oh, just do it. Just shoot me. Just kill me.
Ray squeezes his eyes shut.
No. No. No, don't fire. Don't fire. Don't fire. Don't fire. Fuck!
Are you done? I don't have time for this. I need you to get into the trunk.
All right. You want me to go in the trunk?
Get in the trunk, Ray! Get in the trunk!
In the trunk I go. Look, see? I'm getting in the trunk.
I'd like you to do it without the narration.
Oh, God damn it.
He lowers himself inside.
You ready to test your theory about microcosms out?
Wait. What are you going to do to me?
She closes the trunk. Ray rides in the darkened, cramped space. A sliver of light crosses the middle of his face. Ray's eyes are wide with fear as he is jostled around in the trunk. Sometime later, Anna opens the trunk. The sun shines from behind her, and her blonde hair blows in the breeze.
Welcome back.
He drags himself out of the trunk.
Oh, shit.
Anna smiles as he slowly stands. He takes a few steps away from the car, His t-shirt is ripped and bloodied, his lip is swollen, and blood crusts in his nostrils. He looks around.
Are we at the police station, or?
Oh, no, we're at the top of my office parking lot. I hope that that's okay.
She dons a white jacket.
It's just that I have a lot of work to get done. A person in my position normally can't disappear for an entire weekend without repercussions, so.
Ray looks dumbstruck as she puts on earrings.
I'm sorry, what?
Ray?
Anna puts her hands on her hips.
Wow. You can drop the act. It's been 48 hours, the weekend's over, the scenario is done.
She shuts a trunk.
I called the police on my way over. You really were not kidding about them being concerned, were you? Does that usually happen? What am I thinking? You must be dehydrated. I know I certainly was when you had me back there. And before you even ask, I called the bank. They're in the process of transferring the other $2,500 from my account over 2 years. Of course, I didn't really factor in for incidentals and damages and medical expenses that were incurred during our run. Do you have a ballpark for that, maybe?
Ray chokes on a mouthful of water.
You know what? Just think about it. Whatever you think is fair, let me know. Fax it over and we'll settle it. Ray.
She stares at him intently.
I am really impressed with how in-depth your service went. I mean, the second location, those crazy stories, the role reversal at the end with the rifle. I mean, that must have taken tremendous planning, not to mention the appropriate foresight to gauge all the variables. I'm sorry if I went too far. It's just I get very into the role play. I like to imagine.
Anna inhales deeply.
What it would feel like if I were really in that situation and just.
She closes her eyes and Ray studies her as a plane passes overhead.
Can I talk to you about the slapping? Honestly, I would have liked a little bit more of it. I kept trying to goad you, but you really wouldn't take the bait. But that, the choke at the end, was that improvised?
Mm-hmm.
That was a surprise. That was amazing.
Yeah. Thanks.
Anna beams at him.
I really think that your concept could have legs with the right strategy behind it.
Oh, yeah?
Absolutely. I'm a consultant. This is what I do for a living.
She leans her head to the side and they lock eyes. Ray's toupee is shifted forward and wisps of auburn hair flutter in the breeze. Anna grins.
Gotta get going. Think about it. Think it over. You don't have to let me know right now.
She retrieves her purse from the car and sizes him up.
See you around, Ray.
Anna strides off and Ray turns his head to watch her. She stops and glances back. They smile at each other. She disappears, and Ray stands alone on the roof of the parking garage. Sometime later, Ray walks down the sidewalk. He passes a diner painted blue and pink and stops to peer in the front window. Stu sits at a table by himself, sipping a soda and looking at his phone. Ray watches him. A waitress serves Stu a salad topped with croutons. As Ray observes from outside the window, Stu pushes the croutons to the side and takes a mouthful of greens. Ray looks incredulous. Stu takes another forkful, then cocks his head as he spots Ray outside the diner. Stu furrows his brow, then smiles and nods his head appreciatively. He crinkles his nose and shows his bite of salad. He grins and pops it in his mouth and starts chewing. Ray grins. Credits. Directed by Pat Healy. Written by Mike Makowski. Produced by Mel Eslin and Seb Ohanian. Executive producers Jay Duplass and Mark Duplass. Director of photography Nathan M. Miller. Edited by F. Brian Schofield. Casting by Amy Renee. Starring Taylor Schilling, Pat Healy. Title, Take Me. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red, Netflix.